Playing weekends from February 13th through March 8th at Fells Point Corner Theater is Claire Barron's Pulitzer Prize-nominated play, Dance Nation, a fiercely funny, tender, but troubling take on today's America through the lens of competitive, dare I say, cutthroat preteen dancers. The piece has been listed among the 50 most influential contemporary plays and is directed in this production by Genevieve DeMai, who joins me in the studio today. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you so much.
As I mentioned, the play focuses on a veritable army of preteen dancers in the hunt for the first place trophy, but they're played by a truly intergenerational troupe of actors, right? Sometimes without regard to actual dancing ability. What do you think that extra dimension and diversity brings to the party?
Claire Barron talks about the reason she has adults play these preteen roles. I think she describes it as they're embodying the ghost of their former selves. So it's kind of a twist on how we define the word ghost, but it's really almost a memory play where we see the adult version of who these preteens grow up to be embodying their preteen selves. And all of them are around the age of 13. And I think for many people, but I think especially teen girls, that period of time is a very pivotal and shaping moment in development psychologically and physically and everything else that's happening in 13-year-olds' psychology, that those scars, those memories, those social moments are things, as we've been discussing in rehearsals, that women still carry with them today, these very formative memories, and also ways that as they become adults in the world, there's these moments where girls get crushed by the world. There was an article a while ago, I think in the New York Times, about how girls' confidence plummets at age 8. And this is after age 8, obviously, but this moment where they start to realize what womanhood means, and they're kind of right on the precipice of it.
What womanhood means, I guess, but my sense is also what the societal expectations of that are, because it doesn't just naturally plummet on its own, right? It's circumstantial, it's environmental, it's nurture as much as nature. And it seems to me that by focusing on the competitive dance piece becomes a proxy for all of the weight of those stakes that become so enormous.
Definitely, definitely. I think we see in this play how these teen girls start to explore sexuality and also how their bodies are sexualized by others. There's also this huge factor of competition and how in our society, many times girls into womanhood are taught to be smaller, to be apologetic, to not own their strength and their talents. And so one of the characters is struggling with that a lot, where she is an excellent dancer and she feels guilty that she's the best. When we see adult men who are the best are revered, are respected, are admired. And if a woman says she's the best, sometimes she's punished for that.
Or, God forbid, even aspires to be the best. That competitive edge is not revered or celebrated.
Right. Even if you look at something like Simone Biles wearing the goat necklace and how controversial that was for her to just say she is the greatest of all time when she is one of the greatest of all times. Like, it's a fact, right? But her wearing that was seen as bragging, as egotistical, and we don't put those labels on men. And that's really what this play examines very closely when these girls are right at the age where they're starting to become aware of those larger societal implications and figuring out how to navigate them.
I've been speaking with director Genevieve DeMai, whose production of Claire Barron's Dance Nation runs at Fells Point Corner Theater weekends from February 13th through March 8th. More information, including various content warnings, is online at fpct.org. Thanks so much, Genevieve.
You're welcome.